So, talking about the Indian of the Avodah of Shechita by Korbanos. Okay, I do when you bring a carbon, there's four main Avodahs. So, Shechita, there's Halacha, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And all of them are Avodahs of carbon, Avodahs of Kachim. They're all Ma'akiv pretty much. But there is a fundamental chiluk between Shechita and all the other Avodahs, and that is that we know that Shechita, the Zar is Ksheira. A Zar is allowed to do Shechita, he's not allowed to do the other Avodahs. Shechita, the Gemara calls it Lav Avodah, it's not an Avodah. The other Avodahs are Avodahs, so obviously Shechita is somewhat different than the other Avodahs, but even though it's not an Avodah, even though a Zar could do it, but it is one of the Da'at Avodahs. It is one of the Avodahs of a carbon. You could do Pigel during Shechita, you could have a Machshava Ra, so it's definitely an essential part of the Avodahs of carbon, but Mitzad Sheni, it's a lower level Avodah. So the question I want to talk about is whether you need a Klisharis for Shechita. Does the Sakin of Shechita need to be a Klisharis or not? Normally, the Avodah of a carbon needs a Klisharis. The Kli has to be Kaddish. When you do Zrika, when you do Kabbalah, it has to be into a Klisharis, from a Klisharis. Anything which is Avodah of carbon has to be Kaddish, Victor's Klisharis. But Shechita, being that it's not a full-fledged Avodah, so Yesh Lehistapik, it's not so clear, does it need a Klisharis or not? What does Kaddish mean? Kaddish, just Pashat, it has Kedusha. The way a Klisharis becomes Kaddish, Gemara says, Avodasan, Mechanchasan, when you do the Avodah with it, it automatically becomes Kaddish. That gives a Kedusha. So does a Sakin have to have the Kedusha, or could it just be like your regular Sakin of Chulin that you use for your regular carbon? In a sense, when you shecht your carbon, you're really just shechting it like you shecht a regular Behemoth of Chulin. It's nothing more than that. You just, a carbon needs Shechita just like your Chulin needs Shechita. So maybe you don't need a klisharis for that, even though it is one of the da'at avodas. So this is machlokes rishonim, the big machlokes rishonim. Does the sakin need to be a klisharis or not? So I want to go through this machlokes a little bit, go through the rayas and what exactly the hagadara of the different shitas are. So I'm going to start from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. The Mishnah brings down that kol hapsulin sheshachtu shechitasen ksheira. That any puzzle that shechted is a good shechita. Shechita ksheira bezarim benashim avanim v'tmeim v'afil v'kachi kachim levanchul y'tmeim negim v'basas. And the Mishnah says that any one of the psulim who did shechita, it's kasher. There's nothing wrong with the puzzle doing shechita because shechita is kasher bezarim. Once it's kasher bezarim, it's really kasher. And all the psulim, could be a isha, could be a eved, could be a tamei. The only condition is that if a Tami does Shechita, he has to make sure, obviously, that he's not going to touch the Basar. Because it's true, the Shechita is Kasha, but if you touch the Basar, you're going to be Matam the carbon, and then the carbon would be Nifsal. But if you don't touch the Basar, then the Shechita is fine, even though you're Tami. So the obvious question is, which Rashi Bavarn's over here, is that if a guy's Tami and he touches the Sakin, he'll be Matam the Sakin, now the Sakin will be Matam the carbon. So what do you accomplish by not touching the Basar? Am I saying you're going to end up being Matam the carbon? So Rashi brings down two roots into this kasha, the Ramasul of Tmeim. The first teretz is we're talking about a Tamas Sheretz. A Tamas Sheretz is not Metame a Kli, because he's not a Avatoma, and therefore the Kli will never become Tame. And then he says another teretz, really, could be talking about a Tame Mace as well. And Kigon Shabada Kumish Alkana Meshachidba. He did not use a regular sakin made out of metal, but he used the sakin made out of wood. Kumish Alkana, some type of reed. And that's what he used to shecht, and it's a pshutikli eitz, it's not makabal tuma, so the wooden sakin will not be makabal tuma, and therefore won't be matam with the carbon. Those are the two terutzim that Rashi gives, and it's really, Rashi's really quoting the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Gimel that speaks out these two terutzim. Is it makabal tuma? I mean, if it's pshutikli eitz, pashas not, it would not be makabal tuma. So that's what the Gemara says in Chulin. That, you know, it's not Rashi's Kiddush. The Gemara already says it. So the obvious question is, which Taisus and Chulin asked in Daf Gimel, Taisus laid down in Daf Mem Zayin, is that Pshutei Kliyetz, so that will take care of the problem with Tuma. So we understand it's not Tame, but Klisharis cannot be made out of Eitz. Klisharis has to be made out of some type of metal. Klisharis, the Eitz Lo Avdinan, the Gemara says. So how could you have, so a Sakin of Chulin, yeah, you can use a wooden Sakin, but how could your Sakin of Kachim be made out of eitz? L'chai, it's not a klisharis. So Taisus says, you see from this Gemara, that a sakin does not need to be a klisharis. Taisus says in Chulin, Daf Gimel, and later on Daf Mem Zayin, B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that a sakin does not need to be a klisharis, and or else it's going to be shvar in the Gemara, how can you make a sakin out of wood? So that's how he comes out, L'maisa, he has other rayas as well, that a sakin does not have to be a kli sharis. It could just basically be a regular sakin of chulin, and it does not need any kedusha whatsoever. What do you say? Made out of eights. So okay, so we'll get to the sakin. And that's a machlekes. Was the eights or is just mitzupe eights? yeah. Okay, but the it's beferish in the gemara. At least if you want tani, you can't make a kli sharis out of eights. So the that's a bit of fine shita. The Tosfos Shants in Saita and Dafi Dalid is Chaylik and Rabbeinu Ephraim. The other Tosfos as well, I'm just going to quote it from him because he's the one who really speaks about it Beferish. So he's Chaylik. He says clearly the Sakin does need to be a Klisharis. You do need to have a Klisharis for Shechita. And he says, what about his Raya from the Gemara Chulin that they used a wooden Sakin? He says that's not Shver because there is a Tanner, Beisim Rebuto, who holds you are allowed to make a Klisharis out of eights. And the Gemara is going according to that Tana. Mechanami lefid lahalacha, that wouldn't be a good teretz, but the Gemara is going to feed a Tana that he could make a kli sharis out of eitz. So that's how he gets out of that raya. And but he himself, he means a raya mukrachas. It seems to be a pretty clear raya that the sakin is a kli sharis, and that's in the Gemara in Saitan Dafi Dalad. The Gemara is talking about the seder hakarav of a mincha, and the Gemara says when you bring a mincha, you take the mincha, you put it into kli sharis, and you're mekadesh it. And then you take it out, you go through the whole process, and you're kaimitz the mincha, and then you put the kmitza into a kli sharis as well. You mekadosh it again. So the Gemara is akasha, why is it necessary to mekadosh the mincha two times? You already mekadosh the mincha, why be mekadosh the kaimitz again? So the Gemara says that's not shver, because midi dehava adam. That's the same exact thing that we find by dam. Dam, afagav the kadishne sakin betzavr behema. Even though the sakin is mekadosh the dam, betzavr behema, when you shakht it, the sakin is mekadosh the dam. Hader makdash it b'klisharis. You makdash it again in the klisharis when you do Kabbalah. So you see that you have to be makdash adam two times. Hachinami leishna. Over here it's the same thing. You have to be makdash the kaimitz two times. One time when it's in the mincha, when you put the whole mincha in the klisharis, and then again when you're kaimitz, you put the kaimitz in the klisharis again. You see that a karma needs two kedushas. Makdash adam two times, and makdash the kaimitz two times. So Zokta ben Ephraim, it's beferish in the Gemara. You see that the sakin is Mekadosh Adam. The Gemara calls it two Kedushas. Mekadosh Adam, number one, with the Shechita. When the Sakin touches the Dam, it's Mekadosh it. Kedushas is Kli Sharis. And number two, when you put it in the Kli, it's Mekadosh it again. So this is a Beferish Raya that the Sakin needs to be a Kli Sharis.
I mean,
so
the definition of the Gemara match the opposite?
Yeah, why?
Because it's first saying Mekadosh it with Shechita, then Mekadosh it to Kli Sharis. I mean, it sounds like the first thing is out the Mash Shechita or something, not out.
So you're saying it's Mash the Sakin itself is not a Kli Sharis. Yeah, okay, I hear. It's a Diyuk. Right, I mean, the Sakin is not the normal type of klisharis we have. It's probably why the Gemara gives it a different name. The Gemara is, if it would have said klisharis, we wouldn't know what it's talking about. It has to say Sakin, but yeah, it's a shikul diyuk. So this is a big question on Rabbeinu Ephraim. What does he do with this Gemara? Saita, lecheretz, beferish, and gemara, that you do need a Sakin for Shechita. you need a klisharis for Shechita. So I'm going to put that on hold for a minute. We're going to get back to Sumer Hashem, but just want to first go on Akasha on the Shita of the Tosfos Shants. Tosfos Shants holds you do need a Sakin by Shechita. So the Tosfos Shants, there's a big problem that Achanim and Ma'ir on the Shita of the Tosfos Shants, but you need a Klisharis for Shechita. And the Mincha Chareva in Saita asks this Kasha. And Mincha Chareva is written by Rav Pinchas Epstein, who's the Ravid of Yerushalayim. Very, Gevaldik is Sefer on Saita. Mamish goes through all the Nyanim. It's brought down that I think he writes this himself, and when he wrote it, he was living in the old city. It was before the war in 48, and he did not have any electricity or candles. And he had no light at all. And he wrote, he learned the Masechta L'Or HaLevana. So he learned it by the moon. He wrote it by the moon, and pretty unbelievable, right? Chashev HaSefer that he wrote over here. And this is his kasha. So he says that a Rav Gadol Echad, says Maritzai Savris, actually, from America, asked him this kasha, that he says, if you hold that a sakin needs to be a klisharis, he says, like I mentioned before, what makes something into a klisharis? It's not just, mekadosh it with your pen, but the Gemara says, a klal, l'kol ha-kelim, sha'asam Moshe, m'shichasam mekadshasam, mikam ve'elach avadasam mechanchasam. All the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, meaning the original kelim when Moshe Rabbeinu had them, he did m'shicha, he anointed it, shaman mishcha, that made it kadosh. Mikam ve'elach, l'dairis, when we don't have the shaman anymore, or even if we have it, that's not the way it becomes Kaddish. How does it become Kaddish? It becomes Kaddish with Avaida. When you do the Avaida, when you use the Kelim for its Avaida, that's what's Mechanechet, that gives it its Kedusha. It's Chalba Vasacha. So you use it for the Avaida, and the Avaida brings about the Kedusha of the Kli. So he says, if you hold a Sakin needs to be a Kli Sharis, then it can never happen. How do you have a Kli Sharis? There's no Avaida over here. Shechita Lav Avaida. It's Kasha Bazaar. You must have said it's Lav Avaida. So if it's not an Avaida, how could it ever become Niskaddish B'kedushas Kli Sharis. That's his kasha, and those Yerushalayim will hold that a Sakin needs to be a Kli Sharis. it's not possible. You never achieve that Kedusha. So that's where he goes into a whole pulpo over here, how to answer that kasha. Now Emerson, I guess he didn't have it, but he was Mechamet to the Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim already asked his kasha. And if you look in Rashi and Saita on the Gemara of Sakin, Rashi says, Rashi's bothered with how the Gemara knows that the Sakin needs to be a Kli Sharis. The Gemara assumes it's Davar Pashat, that the Dam touches the Sakin, becomes Kaddish. Who said the Sakin is a Kli Sharis? Maybe it's not. So Rashi says something very interesting. He says that the Sakin have a Kli Sharis. It is a Kli Sharis. How do we know? The Tanya, Kolakemim, Shasamashim, Mashichasim, Mekachasim, Mekam, Eilach, Avadasim, Mechanchasim. How do we know it's a Kli Sharis? We goof a note from this din that. What makes a Kelim to Kli Sharis? The Avaida is Mechanechim. When you use it, it becomes a Kli Sharis. So a Sakin is used. You use it for Shechita. So if you use it for Shechita, inevitably it's going to become a Kli Sharis. So that's how we know that a Sakin is a Kli Sharis. Gufa from the Din of Avaidas and Mechanchasim. So the Tosa Rashi over here, in Saita, asks Sakash and Rashi, says he doesn't understand Rashi's Raya. You can't tell me that the Sakin is a Kli Sharis because you do Shechita with it. It's Avaida. He says, V'lav Raihi, the Shechita lav Avaida, the Ksher Bazar. Shechita is not an Avaida, it's Kasha Bizar, so it's true, Avaidas Mechan Chasim, but there is no Avaidas Mechan Chasim over here. No Avaida happened because the Shechita is not an Avaida. So if your whole riot that it's a Kli Sharis is because you did a Shechita and Shechita is an Avaida, Shechita is not an Avaida, it doesn't work, and that does not have the ability to give it a din of a Kli Sharis. So he's really asking the Mincha Chareves Kasha, he's saying that you can't, I mean, he's asking a little bit differently, but it's the same Kasha. How could you tell me that it becomes a Kli Sharis if there's no Avaida, Shechita Lav Avaida, how could you ever turn the Sakin into a Kli Sharis? Nishbach from what? Why is it a problem? Why is it not a problem? If it's not, okay. So we'll get to Nishbach soon, Mr. Hashem. We'll see. Yeah, it's a good hara. So, so I just want to be Masber, answer this kasha of the Taisa Rashi on Rashi. Again, he's asking the Lachar, you should have a problem. If you need a Kli Sharis, how can it ever become a Kli Sharis if you don't have an Avaida? Shechita lav Avaida. So what in the world could turn the Sakin into a Kli Sharis? So if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamentash, the Gemara is talking about the din of Kalpi on Yom Kippur, the Tarif Bakalpi, there's a box that they had the Garelis in, and then the Kain would make the Garel for the Seirim. And the Gemara says that, it brings on a Bais, that this Kalpi, the box that held the Garel, was made out of wood, and it was Chol, it was not Kaddish, did not have Kedusha of a Kli Sharis. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why don't you... Why was it chulin? Why didn't you make a kaddish? Why can't you be mekaddish a kalpi? It's better to be to have a kaddish to a kalpi. So the Gemara says you can't do that because then it would become a Kli Sharis and it's made out of wood. The Kli Sharis is the Eitz Lavdin, and you can't make a Kli Sharis out of Eitz, and therefore you can't be mekaddish it. You have to keep it bechulin. But it's mashal from the Gemara that if you want to be mekaddish it, you would be able to be mekaddish it. We just have this issue of we don't want to make a Kli Sharis out of Eitz, and therefore we're not mekaddish a kalpi. So the Taisa Rashi in Yuma over here, Daf Lamatas, asks the Kasha in the Gemara. He says he doesn't understand the whole Kasha of the Gemara. It's Masha in the Gemara that if you want to be in the Kasha, you could, you just can't because of this technical reason, you can't make a Kli Sharis out of Eitz. The fact that Taisa Rashi, he says, how would you be able to be Mekadosh if you wanted to? He says, a Kli Sharis only becomes Kaddish with Avedas and Mechan Chasen. He says, V'zeh ain't by Shum Avedah. There's no Avedah over here. Hagrala lav Avedah. Hagrala is not an Avedah. Gemara says, Hagrala is not an Avedah. It's not a real Avedah. You're just trying to figure out which is which. There is no Avaida which is done to the Kalpi, so how could you possibly be Mekadosh as Kalpi if you wanted to? It's Mashal from the Gemara that if you tried to do it, it would work. How can you be Mekadosh without an Avaida? So the Taisa Rashi answers, sort of, you know, he's madchik the Gemara a little bit. It's Lav Dafka. The Gemara does not mean that you should really make it a Kli Sharis, but it would look like it's a Kli Sharis. Maybe you could give a Kedushas Damim or something like that, but an Echanami. The Gemara does not mean you can make it a Kli Sharis because you cannot make something a Kli Sharis if it does not have an Avaida to be Mechanachit. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. But if you look in the Ritva in Yuma, the Ritva in Yuma is Chaylik. He says a famous aside over here to answer his kasha of the Taisa Rush, and he says that's not the Pshat. He says the Pshat is like this. He says the Hanachin the Kevin Avodah is Kalpi Eina Ela BaHagrala. He says the Pshat Hanachin is since the Avodah the Kalpi is a Hagrala Zuhi Avodah Selakacha. That is its Avodah. VaSheri Shal Subam Karinim Bei. And it's called a Sheri Shal Subam. So Zakhir Ritva. The kasha is not a kasha. It's true, there's no official Avaida, one of the Dalet Avaidas. You don't do a real Avaida to the Kalpi, but you do Hagrala, and that's its Avaida. That's what it's made for. It's made to do an Hagrala. If it's made to do an Hagrala, that would be Mechanachin. Whatever its Tashmish is, that's called Avaidasim Mechanchasim. So we see a Yesedis and Machlagis here between the Ritva and Taisa Rashi. What does Avaidasim Mechanchasim mean? the Tais Rosh understands that it means a real official avodah. It has to be one of the real avodahs of a carbon to be mechanichet. Anything less than that will not cause the kiddush. The Ritva, on the other hand, holds that you don't need a real avodah, you just need its tashmish. Whatever the kli is made for, if you use it for that tachlis, that is avodas and mechanchasim. That means you did its sheiris, whatever it's used for, and that would be mechanichet. So I think you could say that the Tais Rosh in Saita, who asks his kasha and Rashi, how could shchita be mekadosh? It's not avodah. He's going l'shitase from what he holds in Yuma that you need a real avodah. If it's anything less than a real avodah, it can't be mechanichet, and therefore the kalpi can't become kaddish, and therefore he has this kasha and Rashi. Rashi, on the other hand, I think could hold like the Ritva, that understands that avodas mechanchasim does not mean a real official avodah. It just means use it for its purpose, whatever the tashmish is. If you use it for its tashmish, that is enough to be mekadosh, and that would answer the kasha of the Tais Rosh. Shchita is not an avodah, but that's what you do with a sakin. That's its tachlis. So that avodah would be enough to be mekadosh the sakin. And the Mikdash David points out, the Mikdash David has a shtickle on this. You know, what is the get of a dasim mechanchasan? It doesn't really go on this kasha, but he brings in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the Ritva, that you don't need a real avodah, you just need a tashmish. And then he makes a deal from Rashi and Shavuos on Daf Tesov Amud Beis, that Rashi and Shavuos also holds you don't need a real avodah, you just need a tashmish. A tashmish would be good enough. I was not Yoyed Laimak Daite what exactly his deal is from Rashi, but that's what he holds. He holds it is Meduik and Rashi like that. So if the deal is correct, then Rashi would be going Lashitasa over here, that he holds that you don't need a real avodah, you just need the tashmish. And therefore, that's how the shechita would work to be mekadoshet, even though shechita lava vaydei. So that's l'chayr what you see in Rashi over here in Saita. So it's we have one machlekes over here. How to understand the din of adasim mechanchasim? Is it the pshat that you need a real official avodah to be mechanichet, or is any tashmish, anytime you use the kli for its purpose, that would be good enough to create a kiddush? Now there's a sifri, happens to be in this week's parsha, Parshas Nasai. The Sifri says the following din. The pasuk says, "V'yimshichem v'yikadosh oisam." It says the Moshe Rabbeinu was din meshicha on the candle of the Mishkan, and he was mekadosh them. And Zok the Sifri, he says Moshe Rabbeinu was mosheach the kelim of the Mishkan, and he was mekadosh them l'dayrus. He caused the kedusha l'dayrus through the meshicha of the kelim. And the obvious question the Sifri is that that's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have two different mahalchim and kiddush. Kol hakem she'asam Moshe mishichasam mekad she'asam mikam ve'elach avodasam mechanchasam. From now on, the avod is mechanachet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was l'shaita. For his dar, they did meshicha. L'daris, you do avoda. What does the Sifri mean that Moshe Rabbeinu did meshicha, and that meshicha was chal l'daris? So it could be it's chalik on the Gemara, I don't know, but that's what the Pasha said, the Sifri is going to connect with the Gemara. So I heard this from the David Soloveitchik, b'shem his father, the Biskarov. He said that there's not a steer between the Sifri and the Gemara. So the pshat is like this, that he says, you see a chiddush on the Sifri, but it could stem with the Gemara. He says that the pashas in Avodasim Mechanchasan is that there's only two different categories of Kedusha. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meshicha did it, L'dayrus, the Avodah does it. We don't have Meshicha, so we do it through Avodah. So the Biskarov is mad, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that L'oilam, the only way you can have Kedusha is through Meshicha. Meshicha is what causes the Kedusha. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Meshach, the Kalim, and that was sort of Mekadosh, all the Kalim, Lidaris. He did Meshicha to the Av of the Kalim, and then all the Toldos of those Kalim, Lidaris, that Meshicha will be Chal on them as well. But you need something to be Mamshech, that Meshicha, to continue to keep it going, because he only did it on one Kalim. How do you keep that Meshicha going, Lidaris? That's the Avidasim, the Chanchasim. The Avidah Lidaris keeps that Meshicha alive, and it keeps it going, and that is how the Kedusha is Chal. So what really causes the Kedusha? It's the Meshicha. But the Avodah is Mamshech L'Meshicha, that's what the Sifri means, that L'dayr is Avodasim Mechanchasim. So I thought the L'chai, this Rashi over in Saita, is connected to this Biskarav, because what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that Rashi is trying to be Mazah, how do we know the Sakin is a Klishar? So he looks at the Gemara says Sakin is a Klishar, it's a Mechadosh Adam. In fact, Rashi, how do we know? Maybe it's not. So Rashi, we know the Sakin is a Klishar because Kol Hakem She'asam Moshe Mishichasam Mechachasam Kam Ve'elach Avodasim Mechanchasam. And we see that Avodah is Mechanechet, and we know they didn't Avodah with the Sakin, so if they didn't Avodah, obviously it's Mechanechet, and that Kufa tells me that it has a din of a Klisharis. So if you hold like the Biskarav, then L'chai Rashi is Tamu, it's not a Rai at all. The fact that you didn't Avodah to Keli is not a Rai, it's a Klisharis. It's only going to be Mamshech, the Kedusha, the Moshe Rabbeinu did with the Meshicha. So how do we know the Moshe Rabbeinu did a Meshicha? Al-Zar Kufa Anu Danim, we don't know. What did he do Meshicha to Sakin, or did he not? If he did Meshicha to Sakin, then yes, the Avodah L'Darius would be Mamshechet. But if you never did it to begin with, then the Avodah is not going to do anything. Avodasim Mechanchasim alone doesn't cause Kedusha, it's just Mamshech, that Kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu did. So L'chayr, if Rashi is saying that I know the Sakin is a Kli Sharis because of the Avaida Avidas and Mechan Chassan. It sounds like the Rashi is saying not like the Biskarav, that you don't need to be Mamshech the Mashiach HaMashiach Rabbeinu, but the Avaida alone could be Mechanechet. You just do an Avaida, that itself is Mechanechet, nothing to do with the Mashiach HaMashiach Rabbeinu. So the Chayr from this Rashi is a Raya Kenegi the Biskarav.
Isn't it also Kashra with the Gorilla box? All that matters is if
Moshe Rabbeinu
was
Moshe. Right. So, it could be we're misupik about that, and if he did it then we'd have to do the Avodah now to be Mamshech. I mean, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadosh everything, and if he did Meshicha to it, now we could do another Kedusha now and be Mamshech. If not, maybe that's good for the Safak of the Gemara. But, so, yeah, it's a Shtikl Hara, but it's not Mukach from the Rabbi. Actually, it's bringing it as a Raya, then Lechair, it's Takashvet. So I said over this ma'aseh before, but so what happened was, so when I heard this from Reb David, I wanted to ask him from this Rashi, and the minig was that he would come to yeshiva Friday morning. That was his time that was miyuchad for shaylos. That's when he would ask him questions. So came to the Beis Medrash. I was very excited about my kasha. I thought it's a good kasha. I ran over to him and I said, "L'char, you see from this Rashi, not like the Briskarov." So he told me to bring him a Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. So I brought him the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, trying to figure out what the Teretz is going to be, and showed me the Rambam, Perek Daled Halacha Vav in Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, following Halacha, he says, "Ein Shailin Asarav Kishikonis Beis Medrash Anshe Tisyashiv Daito Alof." Can't ask the Rav a Shaila until he, give him some time to have Yishuv Adas. So that was his Moshe Shemus to me. So I left, and I gave him some time, and I came back like 20 minutes later, and I said, "So you knew, what's the Pshat?" So he said, "Tzarechiyah, Tzakashver." I'm asking to the kasha. I think in the Sefer on Saita he says that. He says, Lachar, it doesn't bring the Biskar, but he says, Rashi Shver. How does Rashi know Bichlal that there was Kiddush on a Kli? Lachar, we don't know there was Nimshach Mitchila. So Lachar, the Rashi is not like the Biskar. That's what the Pashas in Rashi is. But then I saw in the Mincha Chareva, in the same shtickle, the Mincha Chareva, as I mentioned, he asked his kasha to begin with. How do we know? How could the Avodah be Mechanechet? Lachar, there's no Avodah over here. So he ends up saying on his own, basically, that this Vart, you don't need a real Avaida, you just need a Tashmish, you just need to use it for its purpose. And then he says, that's what Rashi means, B'losh and Katshay, when Rashi brings down, he says, Zeu Kavanasa Mukesh al-Rashi. When he brings this Rashi, Avaidasa Mechan Chasin, he says, Rashi was bothered with this Kasha of the Taisa Rosh. How could you mean Mechanachet? There's no Avaida. Zokt Rashi brings the Brisa, the Mekam Elech Avaidas son, Mechan Chasin. He's making a deal in the words Avaidas son. There's not that you need a real Avaida, you just need its Avaida, Avaida's son. Whatever its purpose is going to be Mechanechet and Shechita, even though it's not an Avaida, but that is the Tachas of the Sakin, and that would be enough to be Mechanechet. Even though he's just quoting the Gemara, but I guess he's being Madgesh, you just need its Avaida. That's what Rashi's coming to Bavar. And so if you learn Rashi like that, then the Taka would not be a Kash on the Biskarov, because Rashi's not trying to prove that the Sakin is a Klisharis. That Taka is no Raya. We don't know. You can't prove it from here, because maybe it's not Nimshach Mitchila. Rashi, how do we know it's a Klisharis? I don't know, there's a different marker in the Torah, so Rashi has a different marker, but the Rashi is providing a side question. How could it be Mechanechet if there's no Avaida? It's like Rashi, but also Mechan Chasen, that's what causes the Kiddush over here. So it comes out that there is a very sadistic Shaila over here. What does Avaidasa Mechan Chasen mean? Does it mean a real Avaida? Does it mean just using it for its Tashmish? And in a way, this question of whether the Sakin needs to be Klisharis or not might be telling on the Shaila. If you need a Klisharis, then Pashas, you have to learn you don't need a real Avaida, because you don't have a real Avaida. If you don't need a Klisharis, then maybe you do need a real Avaida. And what does Avaidasa Mechan Chasen mean? So you have this Chiddush on the Biskarab, that it's not the Avaida by itself. The Avaida is just Mamshech, the Kedusha, the original Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's debatable, L'chaira, whether Rashi is masking to that or not. So that's just to be mazel the Taisa Shantz a little bit. What does it mean that you need a Klisharis by Shechita? I want to move on to the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, we said, he holds that you do not need a Klisharis by Shechita. And the question on him is, what does he do with this Gemara in Saita? The Gemara says, L'hadya, the Sakin is Mekadosh Adam. How does he understand that Gemara? How could the Sakin be Mekadosh Adam if it's not a Klisharis? L'chaira, that's a Raya Mekrachas, so you do need a Klisharis, right? So there's a Teretz in the Biskarov that Kamas Svar Migdamish in the Biskarov, and he said that the Pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim is like this. Rabbeinu Ephraim will understand the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean that the Sakin itself is Mekadosh Adam. It's not like the Kedushas Klisharis that it touches Adam and it's Mekadosh, but rather it's the Maisa Shechita. The Shechita is Mekadosh Adam. When you have different types of Kedusha, it can be Mekadosh with your pet, you could do Pulis, it can be Mekadosh. So the Maisa Shechita is what's Mekadosh Adam. the Maisa Shchida is Mekadosh Adam, then you don't need a Kli Sharis. Even the Kli Chulin could do it. It's not the Kli Shabbai, it's the Avaida, it's the Pa'ula, the Shchita, that has the ability to be Mekadosh Adam, and that's all the Gemara means. That the Avaida is Mekadosh Adam, maybe like you're Meir, that's Meduik in the Gemara, it's not the Kli Sharis, it's the Sakin through the Shchita which does it. And that would answer the Kasha on Rabbeinu Ephraim. There is no Raya from here that you need a Kli Sharis by Shchita. The Taisa Shantz, on the other hand, he holds that it's the Kli Sharis itself. It's the Kli Sharis, the Kli touching the Dam. That's what causes the Kedusha. It's a regular Kedusha of Kli Sharis. So very, you said it's like a Shiloh. What causes the Kedusha of the Dam, of the carbon, that first Kedusha, which the Gemara says is necessary? Is it the Pulas HaShchita, or is it the Sakin as a Kli Sharis, which is a Mekadosh the Dam?
What's in the Gemara's Kasha? Why you need two Kli Sharis?
Why need two Kedushas? Normally, Kedusha, Kedushachad is Zimna. So it's true, by Mincha L'char it is two Klisharises, but over here, just saying there's a musig of you need two Kedushas, how you create the Kedusha, it could be in any way.
I
mean, the
Kmitza.
So you want to know why doesn't the Kmitza do it over there like it does over here? Yeah, I don't know. Pashas, you need it before. It has to be before the Kmitza, you know, when it's still all mixed together. But so that, the Gemara doesn't say Lehedi has to be Klisharis, it just needs some Pula to life the Kedusha. That would be the Shechita. That's how he's Mazva, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now the Achronim asked a kasha, two kashas on the Shita of the Taisa Shantz. Taisa Shantz who holds a unique Kli Sharis, and I think the Achronim clearly understood from like the Brisker Rav just the way they asked the kasha, and two shtaka kashas. One kasha is from the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. It's mentioned earlier as well. The Gemara says, "Minayin l'misasik b'kachim shu pasul." How do you know that misasik b'kachim is pasul? How do you know that if a person is he shucks a carbon and he's misasik, he doesn't realize it's kachim. He thinks it's chulin. He thinks he's a stam a sheichet shucking a behemoth for chulin. He forgot it's a carbon. How do you know that that's pasul? Shenama v'shachdes ben abak lefnei Hashem, achateish chitasad l'shem ben baka. You have to have kavana that you're shucking a carbon which is kachim. If you think it's chulin, it's pasul. It's misasik. So, in fact, the Mikdash David, he says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me the Misasik is pasul? If you hold like the Taisa Shantz, that you need a Kli Sharis. We have a cloud, the Gemara says in Menachas and Dav Zayin, that Gemara and Saita says as well, that Kli Sharis ain't Mekadosh Melo Midas. Kli Sharis could only be Mekadosh and Midas. You need Das to be Mekadosh. When you take the Kaimans and put in the Kli, if you're spacing out, you didn't have Das Kiddush, it's not going to be Mekadosh. So, if you need a Kli Sharis, and that's what's Mekadosh Adam, and you thought it's Chulin, then you obviously didn't have Das to be Mekadosh Adam with the Shechita. So it's pashat, it's going to be pasul. You're missing your whole kedushas dam, which is necessary for the carbon. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me misasik b'kachim is pasul? Tape a glay that if you're misasik, you obviously did not have any das to be mekadosh adam, and I should know misvara that is pasul. That's one kasha. Mikdash David asks, the Sameach asks a similar kasha from the din, which the Gemara brings down in Zvachim and Daf Gimel, brings down over here as well, that of... if you shecht a chatas l'shem chulin, the Gemara says it's kasher. There's no problem with shaloi l'shma. If you shecht a chatas l'shem chulin, because the minala machirba ain chulin machalim kachim, it's only possible if you shecht a chatas for another type of carbon. If you shecht a chatas l'shem chulin, that's not an issue. It's kasher. So in fact, Sameach. So fine, it's not a bad machshava. But if you thought it's chulin, that means you didn't have in mind to mekadosh adam. Obviously, you thought you're shechting a behem of chulin. That was your l'shma. I'm shechting a chulin dekha carbon. So there's no das in Mekadosh Adam, and if you hold you need a Kli Sharis, then you weren't Mekadosh Adam, you're missing that Kiddush. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, they don't need a Kli Sharis, it's the Maisa Shechita. So then they understand that, like the Briskov was saying, a Maisa Shechita does not need das necessarily. You don't find any, there's no din that any Kedusha needs das. It's a Kedusha's Kli Sharis specifically. A Kli Sharis is only Mekadosh Midas. So if it's working, then Kli Sharis doesn't need das. If it's just the Pulas Shechita, then L'char, there's no need for das. And it won't be shver. But like the Taisa Shantz, the Imamish need a Kedushas Kli Sharis, the Kli is Mekadosh Adam, then it's Taka Shver. Why do you need these psukim to tell me it's Pasul? And why would it be Kasher? L'chayr Tebuklei, there is no Kedushas Adam over here. Those are the two kashas I want to deal with now. Now, one other Ha'ara, from the Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei, the Gemara brings down that if when you shach the carbon, the Gemara says that there's a din, the Shechita, really, the Kabbalah, the Dam Nir Mekabel, you're going to do the Zrika with originally, has to be the Dam HaNefesh. You have to take the Dam HaNefesh, and the Gemara says it has to be Dafka Dam HaNefesh, and not the Dam Ha'ar, and not the Dam HaTamtzis. Right, so, what does it mean? Dam HaNefesh means when you cut the Simanim, that dam that shoots out, that's a dam nefesh. That's a dam you want to do Kabbalah with in Zrika, but not the dam Ar, not the dam Atamsis. Dam Atamsis is after the Simanim finish shooting out, all, you know, the blood is finished, it drips a little bit, that's dam Atamsis, that is not kosher for Kabbalah, and not the dam Ar. Dam Ar is the dam when you cut the skin before you get to the Simanim, when it starts bleeding a little bit, that's also not kosher for Shechita. It has to be Dafka, the dam of the Simanim. So the Brisker Rav over here, Esekasha, he says, he doesn't understand why you need a pasuk to be mimat the dam ha'ar. The dam ha'ar is the dam before you ever even got to the simanim. You just start cutting the skin of the behema and it starts bleeding a little bit. So effective Brisker Rav, a similar kasha, he says that you need, the dam needs kiddush of sakin. You see in the Gemara and Saita, you need two kiddushes. The sakin has to be mikadosh it and the klisharis. So the dam of the shechita, the sakin was mikadosh, but the dam of the ar before the shechita was finished, never got kiddushes Sakin, it was never Mekadosh. The Shechita didn't take place yet. This is before the whole Shechita. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that that little bit of blood that comes out before the Shechita takes place is not kosher for Kabbalah? Of course it's not kosher. It never was Niskadosh al yaday the Sakin. So he says, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, well, it touched the Sakin will be Mekadosh it. But that's not true. He says, Avada, the Gemara doesn't mean that the Sakin is Mekadosh Adam. It's the Shechita which is Mekadosh Adam, the Maisa Shechita. So the Maisa Shechita doesn't have until it happens, so it's finished. So the dam that came out before the Maisa Shechita, that Avada cannot be Mekadosh Adam, and therefore he doesn't understand why you need a Pasuk to be Memait, the dam of the Ar. And he says, he's sort of madchik, but he says, you have to say the Gemara does not mean the dam Ar that came out before the Shechita, it means the dam Ar that came out after the Shechita. That you, when the Shechita is finished, if then some dam came out, or maybe you cut the Ar again after Shechita, that dam is not kosher for Kabbalah, even though it's after the Maisa Shechita. But the dam of the Ar before the Shechita, that's Pasha. You don't need a Pasha for that. Of course, that's going to be Pasha for Shechita. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. But then he says, I found in the Ravid and Tais Kahanim, the Ravid says, what does dam Ar mean? Dam Ar means the dam that comes out before the Shechita. Kipshita, when you cut the Ar, that dam is dam Ar. So he blab Shu and the Ravid, Lefi the Ravid, what's the Pshat? You don't need a Pasha to be Mait, the dam that came out before the Shechita. Before the Shechita, there was no Kiddush Shechita, so of course it's Pasha. That's his Kasha and the Ravid. So,
Shabbos, you don't have
Netilas Neshama just
because of the
word. To what?
My Shabbos is in
the Malacha of Netilas Neshama just because it's
cut enough blood
and the budget is going to
come out.
So it's Netilas Neshama, but it's not Shechita. I mean, Shechita is Chayav, maybe Mishum Netilas Neshama, but that doesn't mean every Netilas Neshama is Shechita. Shechita means a Maisa Shechita. You need the halachic status of Shechita to be Mekadosh Adam, that you don't have. So that's how he blabs around this Ravid. Now, I thought, L'chara, you could answer the Ravid very simply. You could say maybe the Ravid holds like the Taisa Shantz, who holds that you do need a Kli, and if you do need a Kli, the Kli is Mekadosh Adam, and therefore he could hold that that little bit of Dam that comes out from the Ar, even though the Shechita didn't take place yet, but it touched the Kli. If it touches the Kli, it's Mekadosh. Right? So that's, if you don't hold, you need a Kli, you hold like the other Rishayim, then fine, it's a Maisa Shechita, the Shechita didn't take place. But maybe the Ravid holds like the Taisa Shantz, and it's the Kli that does it, and that Dam Ha'ar, even though you didn't have a Shechita yet, as long as it touched the Kli Sharis, that would be enough to be Mekadosh it. Not L'chari, be a Pasha the Teretz. And I saw Tak in the Ravid in Teretz Kahanim in a different place, in Perek Yud Beis. He's talking about something else, but he says, the Lashon over here, the Teretz Kahanim says, Ma L'chatas V'asham, they need a Kli Sharis before Bishol. But there's a Din Chatas V'asham, they need a Kli Sharis before Bishol. What is that referring to? Is like the Ravid. That is b'shchita v'zrika. So referring to shchita and zrika. So the Achanim bring a Ravid from here that the Ravid holds that shchita needs a klisharis. The sakin needs to be klisharis. He says that you need a klisharis before bishol. That's referring to shchita and zrika. So you see clearly he holds it like the Taisa Shant. You need a klisharis. So l'shitasai, I think the teretz would be very simple. The kasha of the Brisker Rav. What is mekadosh adam? It's the sakin. It's not the shchita. And even though the ma'aseh shchita didn't take place, as long as it touches the sakin, that l'chayr should be good enough.
Chorbis kasha is a sakin during the ma'aseh shchita. If you nick the animal on its leg and then you go back to the neck,
right?
It's nothing to do with the shchita, even though it's the sakin. I mean, Chorbis kasha is the ma'aseh shchita is cutting the two simanim.
But that's if you need a ma'aseh shchita. If the sakin is a klisharis, then it just touches the damish, be mekadosh, right?
And if it nicked the leg of the animal,
the damon. But if it's working within klisharis, anything should do it. It needs to be klisharis through a ma'aseh shchita. So, okay, maybe. So we'll see in a second. So I just want to point out one other kasha that was bothering me, that b'chol nesol shchita, if the sakin is mekadosh adam, it's a little bit hard to understand, because the sakin, how much dam does the sakin touch? It touches very, very little. Whatever, when you cut the simanim, touches a little bit of dam. All the rest of the dam that shoots out, that your mekabel never really touched the sakin. So to say that the klisharis of the sakin is mekadosh adam is a little bit hard to understand. What does that mean? How did the whole dam get the kedushas kli? So I found the Rav David Soloveitchik asked this kasha in his shurim, and then he's myself another kasha. He says, the Gemara says in Menachos that when you bring a taida needs lachem, right? Certain karbanos need lachem. So what's mekadosh the lachem? The Gemara says, it's refreshing in the Gemara, and daf ayin chas in Menachos that the sakin, the shechita is mekadosh the lachem. When you shach the carbon, it's mekadosh the lachem. So he says the lachem obviously doesn't touch the sakin, nothing to do with it, it's not even part of the behema, and afal pikin the shechita is mekadosh it. How could that work? How could the sakin bring kedusha to the lachem? So he says that you see from these two kashas that it's clear. You have to say it's not that the sakin is mekadosh, but it's the ma'isa shechita which is mekadosh, which is exactly how, you know, how the Briskov learns pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim. So that's good in Rabbeinu Ephraim. But now if you go back to the Taisa Shantz, who brought the Raya from the Gemara and Saita that the sakin is mekadosh the kli, the dam, that you need a kli sharia, so it's very hard to understand what he's saying. We have l'chaya Raya from the Gemara, Raya Misvara, that it's the shechita that's mekadosh, it's not the dam. And he says, well, the Gemara says the dam becomes kadosh, must be you need a kli sharia, but it's obviously not working midin, kedushas kli, because else how can it be mekadosh the rest of the dam? How can it be mekadosh the lachem? Obviously it's the ma'isa shechita which is mekadosh it. So if it's the ma'isa shechita, what's the Raya need a kli sharia? Maybe like Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you can have a kli chulin. It's the ma'isa, it's not the kiddush kli. That's the chiddush which ran the Taisa Shantz. So I think what you see from here is a chiddush in the Taisa Shantz that Avada the Taisa Shantz is masking to Rabbeinu Ephraim, to the Biskov is only Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's not the pshat that kli is mekadosh. It's not the kedusha's kli. When you touch the blood, it brings kedusha. Because you don't touch all the blood. It's the ma'isa shechita which is mekadosh. It's a new kedusha of the pulis ashechita, mamash like Rabbeinu Ephraim holds. But he holds misvara, it's not mistabra that a ma'isa shechita can be mekadosh dam if it's done with a kli chulin. Even though it's the ma'isa, not the kli, but of course the ma'isa which does it has to be a ma'isa which is done with a kli sharis, not a kli chol. So of course he's maskim, it's the ma'isa that's doing it, but sort of a t'nai. What causes a kedusha? It's the ma'isa ashchita, but only b'tnai that is done through a kli sharis. If it's not done with a kli sharis, it's not mistabra. A kli chulin can be mekadosh through a ma'isa ashchita. And I found the Chazon Ish in Menachos and Siman Lamed Beis, Mamash speaks this out beferish, you know, without getting into all this, it just says, it's pashut that the Avadi can't say the Shechita, the Sakin is Mekadosh because it doesn't touch all the Dam. So what does Gemara mean? The Gemara means that the Shechita is Mekadosh. And he says, and even if you hold, you need a Klisharis by Shechita, that's only a Tanai. It's not that the Klisharis is Mekadosh the Dam, it's the Shechita that's Mekadosh it, but the Tanai that is done with a Klisharis. So I think even Rabbeinu Ephraim is masking that it's the Pu'ulas HaShechita that brings the Kiddush, but provided that you have a Klisharis, you need a Tanai, you need a Sakin, and that's his Raya from the Gemara, you need a Sakin. If it's bringing Kiddush, it must need a Klisharis. But what creates it, it's not touching the Kli, it's the Pu'ulas HaShechita. So it comes out that the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Taisa Shantz, it could be mitzamtzem very much. It's not such a drastic machlokes. Everyone's masking it's the ma'isa shechita that causes the kiddush. The machlokes is, do you need a kli sharis for the ma'isa shechita that causes the kiddush? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, if it's a ma'isa, then use a kli chulin. You don't need a kli sharis. The Taisa Shantz says that if there's kedusha happening, even though it's the ma'isa and not the kli, afal pichin, it's mistabe that you need to have a kli sharis.
Was there ever shiloh whether the ma'isa shechita causes the kiddush?
You're saying it's pashut that it does.
Why do you mean the Gemara Sotah for that?
Then? Where do you find that shechita causes kiddush?
I don't know.
It's an avoid in the carbon, but the only ride that causes kiddush is from the lechem, from lachmi toida, and from the. An avoid doesn't mean that it's makadish; just means you need it. So I'm just pointing out that no one lechari, no one could disagree and say that the kedusha does not come from the ma'isa. Of course, the kedusha comes from the ma'isa. The question is, afal pichin, do you need a kli sharis not to create the kedusha? It's not touching the kli that does it. It's the pulis hashechita, but it's not that you have a kli sharis. So if you go back now to the rabbit lamashal, so the rabbit says that the dama ar is niskadish without the miyat, so the fact of biskarov, how could it be niskadish? There's no ma'isa shechita. So I was tiny, maybe you can answer that he holds like the taisa shantz, it touched the sakin and the sakin is mekadish. So I think the way I'm understanding the taisa shantz now, which is how the biskarov understood it, maybe it's similar to what Elchanan is saying, that that's not going to answer the kasha, because even though you need a kli sharis, the kli sharis is not mekadosh by touching it. It's not like you put the dam in a kli or you touch it to a sakin that's mekadosh it. It's the ma'isa shechita that's mekadosh it. But tonight you need a kli sharis, that you have a kli sharis. But being that it's the ma'isa shechita, even the ravid would hold the chayra that the dam will only become the skadish once you have the ma'isa shechita take place. And that's why the biskarov blab shemen the ravid, that the chayra you don't need a miyat. The dam that came up before, there's no makam to say there's the skadish because there was no ma'isa shechita yet. That is l'chayr pshat in the Ravid, pshat in the Taisa Shantz, and pshat in the Biskarab. Now, if this is true, in Kenem Advarim, I think you could go back now and answer the Kasha, the Mikdash David, and the Sameach from the case of Misasik becomes a true apostle, and the Chulim Chal and Kachim. So take the Mashal Misasik. They asked, if you don't know it's Kachim, you think it's Chulim, why do I need a Pasik to tell me that it's Pasul? Typically, you didn't have Das between Mekadosh Adam and Ein Kli Sharis Mekadosh Ma'ale Midas. So that's a good kasha if you hold Kipshutai, that which is the chair what they held, that the Kli itself is Mekadosh Adam. The Dam touches the Sakin, it's Mekadosh it. So I didn't have Das to do it, it's like a Kli Sharis, it's not going to be Mekadosh it. But the way I'm learning now in the Taisa Shantz, which I think is very mistaba, the Taisa Shantz holds it's not that the Kli is Mekadosh Adam, it's that the Maisa Shchita is Mekadosh Adam. The Pulis Shchita brings the Kiddush. But tonight they have a Kli Sharis, but that does not go into the din of Kli Sharis Mekadosh Ma'ale Midas, because it's not the Kli which is causing the Kedusha, it's the Shechita that's doing it, but tonight they have a Kli, so that's like a regular din of Kiddush. It comes through a Maisa, the Avadi, you don't need Das, and that's why also, if you're Shech L'Shem Chulin, you wouldn't need Das, because the Pulis Shechita alone is able to bring about the Kedusha. So to, what do you say? When you have a Pasha Kli Sharis, you put the Kaimitz in the Kli, you need Das, because that's a Kedusha of touching the Kli, going into the Kli, that's where you need Kedusha. But when it's a Pa'ula, just because you have a Tanai that you need a Kli Sharis, if that's not to engulf the Kedusha directly, it's just a necessary ingredient, then there's no din of Ein Mekadosh Ma'ale Midas. So just to be Mesakim over here, so we have Machlokes Yeshayim, do you need a Kli Sharis Veshchita or not? And I think the what's inspired from this is that everyone is masking, it's not the Kli that's written in Mekadosh Adam, it's the Shchita itself, the Maisa Shchita. Machlokes is there a Tanai that you need a Kli Sharis in order for the Shchita to be Mekadosh or not? That is Lechari, the Machlokes, the side of the Machlokes between the Taisa Shantz and Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Is there a difference in Shchita and Kalfa, for example?